Hello, this podcast is going to be a continuation part on the sharing of the recordings folder that's on my Replay AV8 application that's on my desktop PC. The first thing I'm going to show you is how to disable your firewall on this notebook PC that I have. I'm using Norton Personal Firewall 2006, the standalone product. You need to be on your desktop, so I'm going to do that.
Title is desktop.
What I do is use my tab key till I land in the system tray area.
Tab, start button to open, press enter.
That's your start.
Tab, taskbar, jaws button to move through items, press left or right arrow.
That's my taskbar tray.
Tab, system tray, Norton Personal Firewall dash enabled button to move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
And notice it said
Norton Personal Firewall dash enabled button.
Norton Personal Firewall enabled. Again, I'm using only the Norton Personal Firewall 2006 application on this notebook PC. So I have the icon in the system tray for Norton Personal Firewall selected.
Norton Personal Firewall dash enabled button.
I press the applications key on my keyboard.
Applications context menu, open Norton Personal Firewall to navigate, press up or down arrow P.
Down arrow till you hear
disable Norton Personal Firewall B.
Disable Norton Personal Firewall, press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, Norton Personal Firewall dialog, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
You get a dialog box. And what I do is use my tab key.
Tab, more info button to activate, press space bar.
More info.
Tab, combo box, 5 minutes, 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Combo box, 5 minutes, 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
In this combo box, you can tell Norton Personal Firewall how long you want it to be disabled, not to run. I'm going down arrow.
30 minutes.
There's 30 minutes. The first choice was 5 minutes.
1 hour.
1 hour.
4 hours.
4 hours.
Until system restarts.
Until restart. System restart.
4 hours.
I'll tell it 4 hours. So I'm on that option. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Prevent duplicate security alerts from Windows. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Alt plus P. Prevent duplicate security alerts from Windows. Checkbox checked.
I have the checkbox checked to prevent.
Tab. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
And I'm on the OK button. I'm going to press space bar.
Space.
Then I'm going to do an insert caps lock T because I'm using a notebook here.
No Windows active. Press Windows,
no Windows
key plus
active.
M to go to the desktop.
I'm going to do a Windows key plus M as in Mike.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, recycle bin, 4 of 7.
I'm on the desktop. The next thing I can do is a caps lock F11 to bring up the system tray properties.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Norton Personal Firewall dash disabled, 1 of 5.
Okay.
To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
So it told me Norton Personal Firewall dash disabled.
Norton Personal Firewall dash disabled, 1 of 5.
And that's what I wanted. I'm not going to do anything here. I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape, folder view, list view, recycle bin, 4 of 7.
If you navigate to the system tray where the clock is on the right-hand corner on your desktop, bottom right-hand corner, it will say Norton Personal Firewall dash disabled now, okay? There you have it. I showed you how to disable the Norton Personal Firewall 2006. Check your firewall instructions on how to disable it temporarily. The reason I'm showing you this, I'm going to show you how the sharing of the recordings folder, how to access it from my desktop to the notebook PC using my network places in my next MP3 recording that I make for you. Thank you very much. Bye.